certain life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath. Jesus commands my
I look to the cross I cling, of its suffering I do drink, of its suffering, of its work I do sing. Oh, for it was my Savior, only God is love, God is just, yet moving at the cross. You beckon me, draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love I am. Undeserved life is what we've been given through Christ crucified. He brought me out of death, he brought me into life. I was under your wrath, but through the cross I'm reconciled, I'm reconciled. Oh Lord, yeah. At the cross you beckon me, yeah. Draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so Lord, I'm lost in love. Sweetly broken, I must confess, how great is your redeeming love, and how great is your faithfulness. At the cross, at the cross, you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees. So I'm lost in love, I am sweetly broken, wholly surrendered. At the cross you beckon me, yeah, yeah. Draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so I'm lost in love.
turning back, no, turning back, no. Sweetly broken lover.
Sweetly broken. Well, friends, we want to let you know that matching funds challenge from our friend Martin was met. We had Sweena from Port St. Vincent giving $150. That took care of that $34 that was remaining. But Margarita also calling in and giving a gift of $35. She wanted to take care of that. And so that's going to put us $151 over the goal. But wait a moment. Joanne from Port St. Lucie called with a gift of $100. That puts us 200 and something over the goal. We'll figure that out here in just a minute. But we're going to get back to a song. Do you have another gift that has come in? Okay, well, all right.
I do, but I'm making a note here, right, so I don't forget.
All right. Go ahead and why don't you tell us about that?
I'll just say it. So this is Carrie from Stewart.
Okay.
And she's a new listener. She just found the station. She loves the station, really mm-hmm. enjoying it. And, you know, she heard you talking about what's been going on in your life. So she said she's praying for you and for your family.
Well, I appreciate that.
And, you know, I asked her if she needed any prayer. She said just for health. She's got mm-hmm. a lot of things going on, upcoming surgery. So we mm-hmm. just want to bless her and just...
Okay.
Speak divine health.
Why don't
over
you pray for her? And then I have a prayer request here from Joanne here in just a moment. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Father, we lift up Carrie to you right now. God, we just thank you, Lord, that you tuned her into this station. We pray, God, that you would just continue to bless her as she listens, that you would strengthen and encourage her. And, Father, we lift up all of her medical needs and issues. We speak your divine health over her. Lord, you said that you desire that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So as her soul prospers in you, God, through your word and through worship, we ask, Lord, that you would bring as her to divine health. And we speak to any sickness and disease in her body, and we command it to leave in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for touching her.
Amen.
And we look forward to a good report.
Amen. And Joanne has a prayer request for her brother Michael. He's suffering from kidney failure. And so, Heavenly Father, we lift up Michael to you in prayer. Lord, you know that he has been suffering with kidney failure and perhaps he's on dialysis. I just pray, Father God, that you'd touch him today and minister to him. I pray, dear God, that you'd heal those kidneys, bring them back to full function, Lord, and restore him to fullness of health. Lord, I know, God, that you're a healer. I know that you are able to touch our bodies and to minister to our physical needs. So minister to him today in Christ Jesus' name. And amen.
Amen.
And God bless you, Joanne. Well, listen, Carrie, who minister to him, is calling in, giving a gift also of $50. That puts us $301 over the challenge. So
excellent.
It was met and doubled up, and that's going to be $901 that we're going to add to our totals. I had to get all of that together and add that up. That's $901 raised thanks to Martin and all the folks calling in and giving, and we've added that to our total. Let me tell you where we are right now, $19,226. We've got a long way to go yet, $175,774 to go. And I know that with your help today, we can get there very, very quickly. Our phone lines are open all day today. Now, what's the plan? Well, this morning, we are going to be with you up until about 9 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, I'm going to take our caller's advice. I'm going to rest a little bit before I fall over. And we're going to get back to Dr. McGee at 9 o'clock with the Bible bus. He'll be coming around. And then we'll be listening to some programming throughout the day when we have opportunity throughout the day to talk to you a couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there. We will be doing that. But friends, I really need your help today. As I have told you, I recently... had some surgery myself. I had a four-way bypass, and ended up having a second heart attack, and I am just not physically doing too good right now. I'm here thanks to the grace of God, but I'm asking you to help us today by calling, getting it in early so that we can wrap this up, okay? And we have $175,000 calling, getting it in, $74 to raise. We're going to do this up as best we can. And with your help and your prayers, I know we'll get it done. We're going to get back to some music. Our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Toll free from anywhere. You can also give on our website today at WCNO.com. If you want to make a gift by credit card there, just look in the menu and you'll see donate here. And you can make a one-time gift or a monthly contribution for the next 6 months, up to the next 6 months, there on our website, WCNO.com. So give us a call, if you will, and make that pledge and support today. Support your Christian radio station, WCNO, right here in Palm City.
And you're unafraid of narrow roads at midnight.
And radio station,
the shadows will give way to dawn. You'll bless the ground you're walking on and stop. Passing through, just look at what's ahead of you and stop. Thank God for the day.